if I played a couple clips from a couple songs for you, would you be able to kind of tell us what was going on in your life at that time period?
Let me see if I can recall it. I will. Sure.
First clip is Danger Zone. From, of course, uh-huh. Top Gun. And that was a song that you wrote a lot of your stuff for movies and, of course, your solo stuff, but this was one that somebody brought to you. Is that correct?
That's right. This was written by Giorgio Moroder and for the Top Gun movie. He was in negotiations, or his lawyers were in negotiations with a couple of different acts. One act in particular was Toto, that was considered up for the running on Danger Zone. And the lawyers couldn't come to agreements. And I was in the studio recording a song I'd written for the Top Gun movie called Playing with the Boys. And he called me and said, you know, I need a singer tomorrow. Are you available? And I said, is it up-tempo? And he said, sure, it's rocking. So I went, okay, I'm there. So I went into the studio, sight unseen, and or unheard, and heard it, and we laid it down that day.
And that seemed to work so well for that movie. Was there ever any doubt, or was it something right when you heard it, you're like, oh, this is something I really want to do?
No, when I heard it, I knew that this would be a good thing for me. At the time, I was writing a lot of ballads, and so I was trying to focus on bringing more up-tempo stuff into my show, and that fit perfectly as something that would be a good encore tune.
You're also known for Footloose. For some reason, when I picture you writing that song, not that I know anything about this, I just picture that just spilling right out of you.
Footloose did spill right out, and it was something that came up. When I would warm up before a show, I would just sort of play chord changes and jam on whatever, you know, let the adrenaline take me. And that melody jumped right out at me, so I showed it to Dean. Dean Pitchford was the screenwriter, and he and I wrote the lyrics to it for... Much of Footloose, the music that we wrote for Footloose, we wrote for the screenplay. And so we just sort of imagined what the scenes would look like. So the song itself was written before the movie was made.
Was there ever a soundtrack that you turned down? You're like, whoa, this is a little too much for me. I think I'm going to pass on this one.
I turned down a few things back in the day and was turned down by a couple. I wrote a theme song for American Gigolo before Richard Gere was cast in the role. Travolta was in the role. And Travolta turned them on to me. This was before Footloose. And said, you know, this guy, my friend Kenny Loggins, wants to write a song for that. And I wrote a theme for it, and they passed on it. And they took the movie into a different direction.
And another song I'm curious about is a song you wrote with Michael McDonald, What a Fool Believes.
Well, Michael and I met after the Doobie Brothers recorded Living on a Fault Line. And when I first heard his songs and his voice, I went, this guy's a genius. I've got to write with him. And I found out through management that he was also looking for me to write with me. So I was lucky that way. And we got together to write. And I like to say that Michael and I were writing before we met, because I was in his driveway unpacking my guitar from the car. I came up his driveway, and the door to his house was open, and he was in there playing the first strands of the verse of What a Fool Believes, you know, and just kind of mumbling the melody that he had. And when he stopped, my imagination kept going, and I heard the beginnings of what would become the bridge. So I said, you know, hey, Mike, nice to meet you. I think I know how that next section goes. And we just jumped right in writing.